We are doing Jewish history, and we had taken a break from our regular book to study a little bit about the period of the destruction of the first temple from this work, Midrash Korot Amenu. And here we have a story that's quoted. It's not so clear the validity of the story, even though Rav Tzemach Gaon said that the stories of Eldad Adani seem to be valid. Not everyone agreed with Rav Tzemach Gaon. There was a man who showed up approximately a little over 1,000 years ago, 1,120 years ago. There was a man who showed up and said to the Jews that he is from the tribe of Dan, and this is the Gaonic period. Some said he was a farce, some said he was way off, and some said he was legit, but we don't go like what he said, because he also said certain halachot that we don't listen to what he said. Our tradition is not that way, but it's not on big differences. So Rav Tzemach Gaon validated his story, and it's not clear if the version of the story that we have today is the version that he told, but this is the version that it says like this. He says, in the name of Hashem, the God of Israel, blessed be the name of our God, the King of Kings, who chose Israel from all the nations, gave us the true Torah, and implanted within us the eternal life. Honest mitzvot that we live with. And you, our brethren from the exile, strengthen yourself to fulfill Hashem's mitzvot, because so long as Israel do the will of Hashem, no one can take control of them. Peace be upon you, our brethren from the exile. Peace be to Jerusalem, our glorious city, the house of the place of the house of God that is now desecrated by the nations. It is the place of the Holy of Holies. May there be peace to the elders of Israel, those who are skilled in Torah and its commentaries, the Kohanim, the Levites, the tribes of Israel and Judea, the young and the old and the young. May Hashem strengthen your hearts, and may you be strong in Hashem and His true prophet, Moshe Rabbeinu. We will tell you the story of what happened with the tribes, the 10 tribes, the lost 10 tribes. And the one who told us all of this is Eldad Adani. He describes how he is a descendant of the tribe of Dan, and Hashem made all kinds of miracles on his behalf, different things that happened to him in his exiles. He came and told us and comforted us. And so is his story. He says, I came from beyond the rivers of Cush. I and a Jew from the tribe of Asher went into a small ship to do some business. It was the middle of the night, and there was an extraordinary wind, and our ship got shipwrecked. And Hashem made it that I found a plank, and when my friend saw what I was doing, he also grabbed my plank, and together we were thrown up and down by the waves until until the sea threw us to a nation called Romranos. And they are black people, very tall. They walk around naked. They are like animals. And they are cannibals. They eat human beings. And when we got to their land, they captured us. And they saw my friend, who was very fat. And we'll pick up here next time.
Friend from